This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel, significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ron Coomer on deck.
And Ronnie's been red hot. He's been in the zone.
Ron Coomer.
Let's see if the Cubs can respond.
We're helping him out.
Coomer drives one into right center field. Long run, Pierre. Pierre dives, misses it. It bounces all the way to the wall.
That's a nice knock for the old hometown boy, isn't it?
Chicago Cubs radio analyst.
What a ball game. The wait is over. Right? It is over. The Cubs are World Series champions. How does that sound, partner?
1999 American League All-Star.
From the American League All-Stars. Infielder Ron Coomer.
The Coom Dog with Mully and Haw.
Woohoo!
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always delightful to talk to the great Ron Coomer. And he joins us in studio this morning. Good morning, Ron. How are you holding up?
I am doing. Holding up's a good way of putting it after a St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Wow.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys.
You're
very
too.
Festive. I walked in and I felt very underdressed. I'm out of green clothes. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It was a long weekend, Coom. It's a long weekend.
Yeah, it was one of those.
A lot
weekends.
Of wardrobe changes, I'm sure.
Yep. A lot of bagpipers playing this weekend at the restaurant, and we had a great time. But I'm out of green clothes.
Business
so I apologize.
Is booming, I bet.
As a Scottish Irish kid, I feel very underdressed today.
Big weekend in Lockport, right?
Lockport was booming this weekend, yeah, and we were a part of it. So, yeah, I think Lockport is very much ready to have St. Patrick's Day take the next step and wait till next year.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I haven't really participated in a good St. Patrick's Day festival in a while. It's just been I think it's these hours that get you. And you will know that tomorrow. You'll be working our hours. You'll be on tomorrow at 4:30.
4:30 tomorrow, Zach and I will be on with the pregame show, and then the first pitch will be, I believe, 5:05, if I'm not, I think that's right. And we were talking at the break, before we went on, what's open that early? I mean, we grew up in Dunkin' Donuts was there. Yeah. You had these good little mom and pop restaurants.
Right.
I guess we
breakfast.
Bring our own coffee.
Well, you
from
know what, though?
House, right?
We are not worried about that because Manny's Deli, special thanks to Manny's Deli, they're catering our watch party during tomorrow's season opener in Tokyo. Go to mannysdeli.com. Visit them on the corner of Roosevelt and Jefferson. Manny's Deli has been Chicago's authentic deli since 1942. 77 years of delicious, and we're going to experience it all tomorrow morning.
Very, very nice. See, That's when you know you've really, it's big.
You've arrived.
It's big, you know. You're going on first thing, the sun's not up, and you've got Manny's coming out to take care of you guys.
Gotta love it.
Yep.
Not going to lie. It's coming looking forward to that.
I agree.
You know, that's going to help us wake up quicker.
Absolutely. I
love a good corned beef for breakfast.
You love a good corned beef at any time. You're
there
like,
you go.
How can we go wrong with that?
That's right.
So, Coom, the baseball part of the weekend, watching the Cubs in Tokyo, at some point yesterday or maybe it was Saturday, it had an intensity that you don't typically experience in March for spring training games. It had an intensity and a buzz from the fans and the noise and all of the things. It seemed like the Cubs were taking this a little bit more seriously than your typical spring training game.
Yeah, I would agree. I do believe the whole environment has to do with it. When you go to another country and you're playing, and this is a big deal for Major League Baseball, and you're playing another country's teams, the competitive juices start coming out in you. And the other thing, too, is the Cubs have some young guys that are still trying to make a team.
Right.
You know,
right.
And they're right in the mix of all of this stuff happening on the field. So Counts was putting them out there to play, you know. And Sean Workman and Pete Carr-Armstrong, all these young guys are, you know, it's, most of them have made
unproven
the team.
Unproven guys, but, though.
Yeah, they're young, and it's fun to watch. And I was really glad to see all of them kind of pitch in and help things go along. But Japanese baseball, their country loves baseball. They're into it. And, you know, it's very choreographed in the stands, which is kind of unique and cool. Reminds me a little bit of winter ball, but cool. And I loved it. And, you know, it's great for everybody being down there.
So we were discussing this idea. I think this is a great idea. I think that there is an element of Ohtani being the central figure in all of this, and the idolatry, let's use the word, that he is treated with in Japan is something to behold. I like the idea of just putting a guy on base and not pitching to him, and just ruining Major League Baseball's party by playing baseball in a way that limits runs and prevents him from being the star of the game. What do you think? Is that a foul idea? Would MLB be upset with me for suggesting it? Wouldn't it be really funny if that's what they ended up doing?
Dustin's phone's ringing right now.
Oh, Dustin loves the idea.
Well, he just, his whole idea is for us to win. I get that, and that's a... But, yeah, you would oh, my goodness. You would never be invited to Japan. I can promise you that. That's for sure, Mikey. It's one of those things. But I watched it. I watched that very thing happen in New York when Barry Bonds came to New York to play us in you know, against the Yankees, and we just said we weren't pitching to him. Good luck. Someone else beat us. But he's that kind of talent, right?
He's that
kind of player. So at the end of the day, you're trying to win ball games. These games count. And, you know, I would definitely say in the pitchers' meetings, let anyone else beat us but him.
Right.
And now Betts is not playing in the series. So
because of the illness. Yeah, and right. That's understandable. And I think it's really going to be a topic all season long, perhaps. But the thing with Ohtani, not unlike Barry Bonds, but you put him on first, you could steal second.
And third, right.
And he's going to be a threat on the bases. So what you're doing is that you're making it much more difficult for everything else in that inning, in that game, by putting a runner on who's going to create havoc on the base path. If he couldn't run, it'd be a much easier decision.
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice, there's no doubt. And you're really, you know, how hot are the guys hitting behind him? Without Betts playing, that's definitely, you know, plays in the favor of putting him on base. But you would have a hard time getting out of Japan with that.
So you have an international incident. Amid all this pomp and circumstance and everything going on, away from maybe just the fundamentals of what we're watching on a daily basis with the Cubs, help me understand what's going on with Matt Shaw's batting stance, because it's as unorthodox as I think I've seen in a while, with the toe pointed back toward the catcher. And he's got the little rhythmic, you know, bat. He's it's not what you typically see from a guy who's had success hitting at every single level.
Well, Craig Counsell described it perfectly before I ever got to spring training. I was listening to Counsell's, one of his interviews, and they were talking to him, and he said he does a lot of things unorthodoxly, if that's even a word, but they work for him, right? So, and in the batting stance, most guys hit with an open stance these days. He hits with a closed stance, mm-hmm. a lot of the 70s, which, and then with the closed stance, the biggest thing that all hitting coaches and hitters like myself have been taught is to keep your front side closed. So that's a trigger, I'm sure, for him with the front foot to pigeon toe the front foot. That keeps you closed. The leg kick is unique also because it kind of hovers. We don't see a lot of that. The great thing about that part, and we've seen guys in our town do that. Harold Baines had the high leg kick and the low, slow, you know, up and slow. He does it early, which is what you have to do. It kind of hangs there, and then he gets his foot down before he commits to the baseball. So when you look at that swing mechanically and what's going on, it's all good.
Right.
So those are good things that he's doing. They're just a little different than the norm right now.
And it seems to be working for him so far, but I just wonder if it's sustainable, because you'd see it so infrequently. So, okay, fine. If he's going to hit, he's going to play. They want him to play third base. Interesting lineup decision yesterday. Not going to see Nico Hoerner until domestic opening day. Right. Gage Workman at second base. You like that idea?
I think he has shown in spring that he can handle the middle infield. I did not know that, and I was sitting in my booth just watching a ball game, and he moved from third base as he came in the fifth to second base, and I went, that's the biggest second base.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We've had in a while. You know, I mean, right. He's a big kid.
He's a big guy.
6'3", 225 maybe. And he moved over to second. Now, this is a kid that stole 30 bases last year in Double A, so he can run.
Right.
And he goes and turns the pivot at second on a tough pivot. And it was bang, bang, pivot, double play. And I went, oh, now he can hit. He can hit for power from the left side. And, oh, by the way, he can turn the pivot at second base. And that changes the program to me for a guy that's going to be a utility player that can play the middle of the diamond in the infield. And, oh, by the way, he's got big-time juice in his bat. That's a big bonus.
How do you anticipate the pitching? And I understand there are limits. I mean, this is such a weird game because you break camp. You go to play two games that matter in the standings, and then you come back to camp, which is a very odd reality. I don't know who's prepared to go more than three innings. Three innings seems like that would be the max for anyone. Is that, am I wrong about that? Would it be four or five? Would you try to pitch someone for six innings if they've got it going? How do you handle how, I mean, just because of the time of year?
I think the strategy that the Cubs put together going into camp, where guys were getting work early and building up to this moment, knowing that this was going to be the case, especially for Shota and Steele. Yeah. Those guys have been prepared. So I think, you know, for them to say for sure five, they could, you know, that 80 to 90 pitches, maybe even 100, I think that would be okay.
Wow.
A lot of it's going to be stress related, though, how the game goes.
Right.
I really believe that. But I've watched them pitch in spring, and they've done a very good job early of building these guys up to be ready.
What role would you have Ben Brown play on your pitching staff?
Wow, that's a great question. That's a good question, and I'm really not sure.
I don't think they are either.
I would agree to that, David. My question would be with him. Where does if he's not in the rotation, mm-hmm. which right now it's looking like he might not be.
Right.
But I'm not sure of that because I haven't had a chance to talk counts in, you know, probably a week now. And you know how things can change at this time of the year in 1 week. To me, he's one of those talented kids with the arm that he has. We've got to make sure he's 100% healthy, ready to go. There's no issues. His arm is built up because he's one of those kids that can pitch for you for a long time and be in your rotation. So he would be the one guy that I would say, let's make sure that the situation's right for him. But I would have no problem putting him in the bullpen if you felt good about that and pitching him. I really would.
I think you just want him to avoid Iowa. At least I do.
Yeah.
I don't want him to start the season if you need him and every game counts, pitching for your AAA affiliate so he can get stretched out or whatever. I think he can help you win games at the major league level.
And so you got him in the back end of the bullpen.
Or I have him as my fifth starter till Assad gets ready, and then you figure it out.
Here's the issue with the way the schedule will – the fifth starter
won't need one for a while.
Yeah, for the first couple weeks, usually is kind of non-existent.
But I would use him in ways that
I agree with.
Keep him sharp,
with you.
And I don't want him being away from my major league pitching staff because I think you're better with him.
Couldn't agree more. There's no way you could make a case that the Cubs, now they may make a decision that they want him to do something in Iowa. That's all fine,
mm-hmm.
but you can't make a case that arm is not making you better. He is that kind of talent as a kid.
What is the hardest cut to come? Do you feel like they've got a really difficult decision they're going to have to make here, or do you feel like it's the team will cut itself?
I believe the hardest decision will be the Workman decision, whether he stays with the club
or goes back to Detroit.
Or goes back to Detroit as a Rule 5. I asked tough. This question in spring training. I know I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but you know who's listening to us with me on right now, right? You got a couple million people listening right now. Between us. How did Detroit let that kid go?
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're not that good.
No. Nobody is.
No, he's been phenomenal.
Did A.J. Hinch know?
He's a 30 stolen base guy in AA that can play the middle infield with 30 home run power.
From the left side of the plate.
Yeah. And you look at him and you go, he's like, there's baseball body right there. Bang, there it is. I asked that question to the scouts all spring.
He's a workman in progress.
He's workmanlike.
See, St. Patrick, stay top of his game today.
All right, Coom, so bottom line. This is the last time we'll probably be on the air before the Cubs tip it off for real in 2025. How many victories is this team capable of winning this year?
Well, I would say Craig Counsell said the team needs to be prepared to win 90 games to be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
90 or bust.
There's your number.
Yeah.
They're good enough to win 90? As currently constructed?
I think currently constructed, yes, if they stay healthy, and that's the big question mark
for
every team.
I agree with you. That's a standard they set. They should be able to meet it.
Our division is not at the top. It's down a little bit. We all know that. So,
yeah.
You know, so it gives you a chance. Yep.
Great stuff. Ron, thank you so much.
Great to see you, Coom.
We look forward to hearing you in the morning, and we'll be listening with our audience throughout the
day. You guys enjoy Manny's. We'll be coffeeing it in the booth, and you guys enjoy it. I love the Expos hat with the Ireland
shake. Thank you, buddy. Trying to capture
it's a French-Canadian St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
That's right.
Top of his game
always.
Today, I tell you.
Thank
it's
you.
Unbelievable.
Look at Ron. Thank you, buddy. Mully and Haw, we've got our colleagues next on 670 The Score.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.